Starting with Hashem Hilchas Pasuk B'Cholav Shir 23, Siman Tzadav Dalad Sif Gimel. So let's start with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, "Im Yesh Shishim Levatal Hakaf Hakadei Rav Hataf Shel Motorim." If you put in, for example, a spoon that was used for milk into a pot of meat, and there's 60 against the spoon, the volume of the spoon, the pot and the food is mutter. Avl Hakaf Asura. But the kaf is aser, bein im basar, bein im cholav. You cannot use the spoon not for meat and not for milk. And the shach says in Sifkot and Tes that you cannot use it for other things as well. Fishehi balua mi basar b'cholav. Because now the spoon absorbs some meat and it has blios of milk and meat in the spoon, so the spoon is aser because of basar b'cholav, and therefore if it's used in anything else within 24 hours, it will aser the food if there's no 60 against it. So the Shach says in Sifkot and Ches, Hakaf Aser, L'das HaRav, according to the Ramah, B'Simen Tzedek Hei, Sif Gimel, Afilu Lo Hoya B'Gedeira Elam Mayim, Oishar Dvorim, even if there was only water or other things in the pot, and not meat, Im Hoya HaGedeira Bas Yoyma, if the pot was used in the last 24 hours for meat, V'Nivla Mitchila Ayadei Gufa Baser, and it was used for meat itself in the last 24 hours. Hakaf aser. The kaf is aser. Rochi kaimala. And this is how we paskin. So what the Shach is referring to is in Siman Tzedek Hei, Sif Gimel will learn that if you wash milchak dishes and fleshak dishes together in the same pot on the stove, so even if they're both clean, we say they're aser. Why? Because blios of meat come out of the fleshic plate, and blios of milk come out of the milchic plate and mix in the water before they get a chance to dilute. And now the water is aser, and therefore will aser the plates. So over here as well, when I've put in a milk spoon into a pot used for meat, so the blios will come out of the meat pot and aser the spoon. Now just to explain a bit further, that we have a principle we've spoken about in Siman Pei Zayin of not bar not, that the taste of a taste of milk or of meat will not answer the opposite min. If it's absorbed into a pot and then from a pot into another food, and then that food is mixed with milk, it won't answer. But in the case of cooking together, the milk and meat plates, the Ramah holds that it's answer because the tastes mix before they get a chance to get diluted, before it becomes a not bar not. So over here too, the taste from the meat pot will go from the water into the spoon and answer it. So the Shach says, "Avodas Mechaber Sham Ein Hakaf Neeser Ela Kasher Tochvei BeGdeira Shemavashel Bo Atar Baser." The Mechaber disagrees with the Ramah. He holds that even if you wash the meat and milk plates together in hot water, it won't aser each other. So over here too, it's only aser Ela Kasher Tochvei BeGdeira Shemavashel Bo Atar Baser BeEin. It's only aser if you put the milk spoon into a pot that you're not cooking meat in. So now many Achronim ask on this Shach, why, according to the Ramah, is it aser in our case? This question is brought by Rabbi Kiva Eiger, the Gilyon Mashar, Sif Seidas, and Chavos Das. The question is that we'll see in Sif Hei of this Siman that the Ramah says that if there's 60 against the spoon, then everything is mutter. This is because since there's 60 against the blios that come out of the spoon, so the blios of milk are bottled in the water, even though there's blios of meat in the water from the meat pot, but since the blios of milk are bottled in the water, so the water doesn't become aser, and therefore, all we have is meat blios in the pot, and therefore the spoon is also mutter, because when the meat blios go into the spoon, it's already a not bar not. So the question is, on the Shach, that over here the Shach is going in the case where there's 60 against the spoon, so why does he say that the spoon is aser? So the Sif Seidas answers that the Shach is going according to the opinion of the Marshal. We'll learn in Siman Tzedek Hei that according to the Marshal, you need three knots, three transfers of taste, in order for it to be mutter. Therefore, if you roast, let's say, fish in a meat pot, so there's only two transfers of taste, one from the meat to the pot and the next from the pot to the fish. There's no liquid medium, so it's going straight into the fish. Therefore, the fish would be aser if it's cooked with cheese. And the Shach seems to pass like the Marshal. So over here too as well, there's only two tastes into the water. One taste from the meat to the pot, the next taste is from the pot to the water. So now in the water, we only have two tastes, and we'll go into the spoon and mix with the milk blios in the spoon. So we don't have three knots, that's mutter before it becomes aser. And according to the Mashal, we need three knots of hatter before it gets mixed up with the opposite min. Therefore, over here, the spoon would be aser, even though the 60 against the spoon. And one more point on this is the Taz in Sifkot and Gimel, and the Bir Agro in Sifkot Yud Aleph, both say that why don't we say that Hagola is done on the spoon, that all the bleels should come out of the spoon and should be mortar? So the answer is that Hagola, you need boiling water. And in order to become aser, all it has to be is Yatzel lettuce ball. So since it's usually not Hagola, therefore the spoon remains aser. Okay, so let's continue with in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, ואפילו בדיעבד איסרס, אם חוזרו ותחבו בין בבשר, בין בחלב, כל זמן שיבסיימו. If you use the spoon and you put it into either meat or milk, so long as 24 hours have not passed from the time that it became aser, it will aser both milk and meat. So the Shach says in Sifkat Yud that even if 24 hours have passed from the first usage of the spoon, since 24 hours did not pass from the time you put it into the meat, it still will aser. So we have to understand the Shach. What happened? Let's say, for example, I took a spoon and I put it into hot milk. So now there's milk bleos in the spoon. Then a few hours later, I put it into a pot of meat. So now the spoon becomes aser because it has bleos of milk and meat in the spoon. So if within 24 hours of cooking the meat, I used it for milk, it's certainly aser because it has fresh meat bleos and the meat will aser the milk. What happens if I put it into meat 24 hours after I put it originally into milk, but not 24 hours after I put it into meat? So the Shach says that in such a case, it's still aser. So Kibbeger asks, why is this so? Since the milk bleos that went into the spoon before the meat are by now nos and tam lefgam, no longer give good taste, and we know that something that's nos and tam lefgam won't aser, so why should the meat aser? We have a rule that ein haneser yochol leeser v'mokam she'ein ha'iser atzma yochol leelechsham. Something that's aser cannot aser further than the iser itself. For example, something that's only aser klipa. For example, by salting iser and heter together, me'ikar adin, it only asers a klipa. So we say that one klipa will not aser the next klipa. Since the original iser cannot aser more than a klipa, so the iser that becomes aser will not aser the next klipa. Even though the klipa is salty, it won't aser another klipa, and the bleos will stay in the klipa and not go further. So the Kibbeger says the same thing over here. Since the milk is already nes and tam lefgam and cannot aser, so the meat that became aser because of the milk should not aser once 24 hours have passed from the milk. So the Kibbeger says that it could be that according to the Shach, by basar b'cholav, in such a case, we do not say en haneser. So we can explain as follows, that we have a machlokas, we'll learn in Siman Kuf Hei, and we've discussed briefly in the beginning of basar b'cholav, what happens if I completely separate the milk and the meat? Does it still have the din of basar b'cholav? The example that we spoke about before was ashes. Ashes, once you burn it, so there's no more milk left in it. So according to the Shach, nonetheless, the ashes are aser. So we see, even though you completely separate the milk from the meat, it still remains aser. So over here as well, we can say that the Shach holds that even though the milk bleos no longer taste good and can no longer aser, but since the meat itself is aser, even though there's no longer any bleos of milk, so therefore the meat can aser even though 24 hours passed from the milk, so long as 24 hours did not pass from the meat. So now let's finish the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Vim ein shishim hakol aser b'hano, if there's not 60 against the spoon, everything's aser b'hano, afilo hakadeva, even the pot is aser b'hano, you can't have any benefit from the pot. Ach motu losis l'soicha peiwais oitzoinen. However, you can put in fruit or something cold, kiven she'ein enene migufa iser. Since it won't be absorbed from the pot, so there's no bleos in the food, you're not having hano from the basar b'cholav, you're just having hano, benefit from the pot, but not from the basar b'cholav itself. Therefore, you can put in cold or fruit. So now the source of this is a machlokes rishonim. The Beis Yosef brings a machlokes between the Mordechai and the Shari Doira. The Gemara says in Avodah Zorah Daf Lamed Beis that barrels that became aser from Yayin Nesech, I can use it to support my bed. Why? Because even though there's bleos of Yayin Nesech in the barrel, since I'm using it for another use, I'm not interested in the Yayin Nesach, I'm not getting anything out of the Yayin Nesach, therefore it's mutter. So Tosfos up there, at the end of the Tosfos, Divrei Maschil V'Ha, and the Mordechai say that we can see from here that parts that have absorbed basar b'chalav, you can put inside something dry, but not something wet. So we see, according to the Rabbeinu Tam and the Mordechai, that I cannot put something wet into the pot. However, the Shari Dovah says that I can use the pot for cold, and I can even use it for hot, so long as I'm not going to eat the food. For example, if I want to use the water for shampoo. So the Teres Chatzis says that we see from the Shari Dovah that I can use it for cold, and even for wet, since it won't absorb from the kli. So the Rambam says, so according to this, if I use the pot after 24 hours, I do not have to take money and throw out the worth of the pot. Because I might think that since I'm benefiting from the pot, I have to negate that benefit, and the way to do that is to take the amount that the pot costs and throw it into the sea. But the Rambam says that we see over here that since I can use it, even for shampoo, that so long as I'm not getting benefit from the basar b'chalav itself, I do not have to throw out the worth of the pot. And Taz and the Shach bring the Mashal argues on this. But Lamaisa we see in the Shach and Siman Tzadik Aleph, Sivkot and Gimel, over there in the end, he says that Rabbeinu Tam and the Mordechai are only talking about Kli Cheres. But if it's not a Kli Cheres, I can use it for cold. One more point on this Sif is the end of the Taz and Sivkot and Dalad. The Taz brings from the Issur Veta Oroch and the Mashal and the Toras Chatos that basar b'chalav must be thrown into the Beis HaKisei, flushed down the toilet or similar, and cannot be given to a dog, even if the dog is not your own. So in the Issur Veta Oroch, he learns this out from Chametz and Pesach, that in Chametz and Pesach, the Yerushalmi says, I cannot give it even to a dog that's not yours, and even to a dog of Hefker, even a dog that no one owns. So the Issur Veta says that over here too, by basar b'chalav, you cannot give it to a dog, even if it's Hefker. And he says you have to dispose of it in a way that no creature will come to have hana from it. However, the Piskei Teshuva brings the Makor Chaim and the Bi'ur Gur in Hilchos Pesach that says that this din, that you cannot give it even to an ownerless dog, only applies by chometz, but not by other Yisurim that are asur b'hana. The problem, though, is that the Makor Chaim, who is written by Rav Yaakov Milisa, who also wrote the Chavos Das, and in the Chavos Das, by us in Siman Tzadik Daled, Chidushim, Sivkot and Yud, he says that you cannot give it to a dog that's not your own. So it seems to be a contradiction. In Hilchos Pesach, he says that this then only applies by Chometz and Pesach, and over here he says that even by basar b'chalav, you cannot give it to a dog that's not yours. So the Targi Tshuva in Sivkot and Memches brings from the Yistei Chemed, who answers as follows. He says that the Chavos Das over here only says that you cannot give it to a dog that's not yours. But he did not say you cannot give it to a dog that has no owner. So therefore, he means like this. When he says in the Makor Chaim, in Hilchos Pesach, that this din applies only to Chometz and Pesach, over there he's referring to a dog that has no owner. So if a dog has no owner, only by Chometz and Pesach I cannot give it to the dog. But by other Yisurayin, I could give it to the dog, because there's no hana gained from it. However, over here, when he says that I cannot give it to a dog that's not yours, he means that it's not yours, but it belongs to somebody else. And the reason I cannot give it to the dog is because the owner will find out that I gave it to the dog, and he'll repay my favor for feeding his dog. And therefore I'll come to have a no, and therefore I cannot feed the dog. But to feed it with a dog that has no owner, and that I will not receive any benefit from feeding the dog, that, according to the Chavos Das, would be mutter. That's Sif Gimel. Now let's see Sif Dalet. Mechaba says, if the spoon was not used in the last 24 hours, meaning, for example, you used a meat spoon more than 24 hours ago, and now you put it into, let's say, hot milk. The pot that you put it into and the food that's inside the pot are mutter, because they're only getting taste that is ena ben yomo, that was in the spoon for more than 24 hours, and taste in a utensil for more than 24 hours is nosen tam lafgam. V'kaf asur l'chatchila, ben basar ben chalav. However, the spoon is asur l'chatchila to use for both meat and for milk. If it was a meat spoon that was put into milk, so it cannot be used for meat, because now it has milk bleos in it, and it cannot be used for milk, because l'chatchila cannot use an ene ben yomo meat spoon for milk. The Shachlo says in Sivkot and Yud Gimel that you can use the pot for other things. It's not milk or meat, like we learned before in Siman Tzadik Gimel. That since there's no isur of basar b'chalav here, because if, let's say, the chalav was first, he never asked the meat, because it was ene ben yomo, therefore the pot is mutter. However, since there is lefgam blios here, you cannot use it for meat or for milk, but for other things you could use it. But the Sif Sedas points out that this is only meat, ikur adin, but the minhag we'll see in Sif Hei at the end of the Ramah is that you should not use the pot even for other things. So the Mechaber concludes, however, b'di'evid, it would not aser, since it's not a basyoma. So the Taz and the Shach explain that b'di'evid, if I used it within 24 hours of the milk, again, for some other milk, it would not aser, since the meat is ene banyomo. But if I would use it now for meat within 24 hours of the milk, then it would aser, because the milk bleos is still banyomo. So when the Mechaber says it's b'di'evid, it's not aser, it's only if this spoon is not banyomo of the opposite min. That's if dalet. Now let's see tzif hei. The Mechaber says, "In bishlom mayim bekadeira chadosha, if you cook water in a new pot, means it wasn't used ever for either milk or meat, v'tachvu bo kafchei leves, and you put in a spoon used for milk, v'achokach chozu ubishlo bo mayim pamacheves, and afterwards you went and cooked water a second time in the pot, v'tachvu bo kaf shel baser, and then you put a meat spoon into the pot, v'shtei kapois hayu bnei yomon, and both spoons were used within the last 24 hours, and there was not 60 against either spoon. You cannot use the pot either for meat or for milk. However, other things is mutter to cook in this pot. Other non-milk or non-meat products can be cooked in the pot. Since it was a new pot, it was never used directly for milk or meat, therefore I can use it for other things, other than milk and meat. We'll explain the Mechaber when we get to the Shach. Then the Ramah says, Mihu im over o bishol bo basar a cholav, however, if you did use the pot now for either meat or milk, mutter, the food is mutter, the havi noisen tam ba noisen tam, because it's a not ba not, like we've explained, it's a secondary taste. One transfer of taste from the food into the spoon, and then from the spoon into the water, and then into the pot. So now it's only a secondary taste in the pot, and a secondary taste will not answer the food. Now, Shach Tesvav is quite lengthy, so we're only going to go through the first half. Those that are able to see the whole Shach inside should certainly do so. So Shach says, "In Bishlu, ad soif hasif be'emes shamachaber lokivin yofa bekan." Till the end of the sif, the Mechaber did not understand correctly. And the Ramah as well did not come down to the correct understanding. Therefore, I have to explain at length. The Zelashon Esmak, the source of the Mechaber is a smak, and these are the words of the smak, which is really the Hagoyis smak. The smak on the bottom has Hagoyis footnotes by Rabbeinu Peretz, which was a Talmud of the smak. Over here, the Rabbeinu Peretz brings a story from the smak, and then he argues on it. So Rabbeinu Peretz says like this, Maisa Balaf named Moiri Harabi. A story came in front of my Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yitzchok, which is a smak. Bekadeira chadosha, in a new pot, Shebishlu ba mayim, that water was cooked in. V'tochvu l'seicha kaf chaylevis basyema, and a milk spoon that was used in the last 25 hours was put into the water. V'layhoya ba mayim, kadei levatal, there was not 60 in the water to mevatel the spoon. V'achor hayomim, and after a few days, bishlu b'mayim acherim, other water was cooked in the pot. V'tochvu l'seicha kaf shem mishtamash bo labasar. K'moy kein basyema. And then a spoon that was used for the meat in the last 24 hours was put into the pot of water. V'gam kein lo yehi b'mayim shishim kadei levatel. And here as well, there was not 60 against the spoon to mevatel it. V'hoiro, and the smak paskind, that the pot is absorbed from basar b'cholav, which is lefgam. In other words, even though 24 hours already passed from the time you put in the milk spoon, and the milk is now lefgam, no longer gives a good taste, but lechatchila you cannot use a pot that has basar b'cholav, which is lefgam. V'kadeva asur l'shtamash ba basar echolav, and therefore you cannot use the pot for either meat or milk. Avol avashol ba dogim muteris, but to cook fish is muter. This is like we learned in Siman Tzadik Gimel in the beginning of the Ramah, that a pot that had milk bleos that was used for meat 24 hours later, or vice versa, cannot be used for milk or meat, but other things is mutter. But we saw that that's only mikra din, but the minhag is not to use it for other things as well. So Rabbeinu Peretz says on this psak of the smak, "Umihu nire kivan shehakadeva chadosha v'lei bishul bo cholav ma'olam," since it was a new pot and you never used it to cook milk. Even though you put in a benyomo spoon, and there wasn't 60 against the spoon in the pot, Nonetheless, it does not cause the pot to have the din of a milk pot to asur if you cook meat afterwards. Even if you cook it afterwards in the same day, the pot would still not asur the meat. It's a not bar not. The one taste is transferred from the milk into the spoon, and the next taste is from the spoon into the water. That's in the pot. And then from the water into the pot. So you have at least two knots. Vadayin hu heter, and it's still mutter after two knots. And therefore, if you cook in the pot meat after you put in the milk spoon, it would be mutter. Umehai taim menami, and for this reason as well, im la'acho me'es la'es mitchivis kafchei leves, if after 24 hours from the time that you put in the milk spoon, hu chumu bo mayim, you heated water in the pot, v'tochfu bo kaf shel basur, and you put in a spoon that was used for meat, bastium, within the last 24 hours, mutter l'shtamash b'kdeir l'chatchila basur. Even though you put in both a milk spoon and a meat spoon, you can use the pot for meat. V'tam cholav sh'nivla b'kdeir l'choshev tam. And the milk taste that was in the pot from the first spoon, it's not called taste, k'dipurashi, like I explained, because it's a napa not. Now, later in the shach, he says that when the Rabbeinu Peretz over here says that you heated up the water the second time after 24 hours and then put in the meat spoon, he says that's lav dafka, that even if I heated up water in the same 24 hours as I put in the milk spoon and then I put in the meat spoon, it still would not aser, and I can use it for meat. But Rabbeinu Peretz says, v'omnam emes, hu ka'asher posak ha-rav, it's true, like the rav, the smak paskins, the kadeira ha-balua mi basa v'cholav, afilu mi pagam, if you have the taste of meat and milk, which is lufgam, in the pot, you cannot use the pot not for meat and not for milk. And the case would be where I cooked in the pot milk, not that I just used a spoon. I cooked actual milk in the pot. And after 24 hours, I cooked meat in the pot. The meat is mutter, because I cooked it after 24 hours of the milk, and therefore the milk is nosan tam lefgam. Nonetheless, the pot is aser. You cannot use the pot, not for meat and not for milk, like we learned in Siman Tzara Gimel and in the Siman in Siv Dalet. Since there's blios of basar b'cholav, even though they're lefgam, therefore I cannot use it not for meat and not for milk. So Smak is saying that's only if I cooked actual milk and actual meat in the pot, but if I put in a spoon of milk into water and then I put in afterwards a spoon of meat into water, in such a case I can use the pot l'chatchila for meat. We'll see shortly why you have to use it for meat and why you can't use it for milk. So now the Shach goes to explain the Rabbeinu Peretz. Let's skip a few lines till after the parentheses. The Shach says, "Ubiu hadavar the hamaisa haya de bishlu ba mayim." The story was that they cooked the water the second time after 24 hours of the first time. That's why the smak says that it's pegam basa b'cholav, because by the time he used it the second time, the blios from the first time are levgam, because 24 hours passed. And the Rabbeinu Peretz takes issue with what the smak says. And the Rabbeinu Peretz says, "Omiyunira kiven that shehakadiru chadasha." That since it's a new pot, the pot does not have a din of a milk pot in such a case because it's an upper knot. Therefore, if I used it for twice, first I put in a milk spoon and then a meat spoon, I can use it for meat. Because the milk taste is not called a taste. Where do you have a case where you cannot use the pot not for meat and not for milk? But other things you could use it. You have it in a case in bishlu basar b'gedeir shel cholav. Where I cooked actual meat in a pot that was used for actual milk. And when I cooked the meat in the pot, it was not within the same 24 hours as the cooking of the milk. This is how you see explicitly in the kolbo. This is the explanation of the smak. After he brings the smak, that after he brings the smak, the cowboy says, that since the gdera is enabanyomo, you can't use it for meat and milk. Like we're saying, that in a case where I used actual meat in a pot that was used for actual milk, and 24 hours passed after the milk, then I can't use it for either one. This is also explicitly in the Sevetor. Okay, so according to what we're saying, that the only time I can't use this pot for meat or milk is if I cooked actual meat in a pot that was used for actual milk, but 24 hours passed in between. So therefore, I can't use it for meat or milk, because even though there's no issur here, because the milk can't ask for the meat because it's lefgam. However, since we have meat blios, which are pogum, and milk blios, which are pogum, I cannot use the pot for either meat or milk, even after 24 hours. But in a case where I only put in a spoon, it's mutter for meat. So therefore, we can ask on the mechaber. Why in the case that the mechaber is speaking about, well, all I did was put in a spoon into water, into the pot, and then a spoon of meat into water cooking in the pot. Why can't I use it for meat? Because we'll learn in Siman Tzedakei that the mechaber holds that not by not through cooking is mutter. We'll see machlekes that if it's a secondary taste that came about through cooking. So according to the Ramah, it's also to cook in the pot l'chatchila the other min, but according to the mechaber, I can use it for the other min. L'chatchila, once I have a secondary taste in a pot, I can use it for the other min. So over here too, since the blios that were absorbed in the pot from the spoon are not by not, why can't I use it for the other min? Why does he say that other things are mutter? Because it's new. The mashmaha bishlo bobin tchila cholav be'ein. It seems that if it was not new, that let's say I cooked actual milk in the pot, and then after 24 hours I put in a meat spoon into water cooking in the pot, also levashal b'shadvam is mashma that in such a case it would be us to cook even other things, even not meat and milk products. You cannot even cook other things since it's not a new pot. V'zein it. This is not true. The mashakasev l'kaman siman tzad kesev gimel. According to what the mechaber writes further on in Siman Tzedakei Gimel, the ka'agos shel basar shehut chub yerech alevis b'mayim b'iskim, that if you washed plates used for meat in a pot that was used for milk and there was boiling water in the pot, afilu shneim b'nei yoyim and I call it mutter, even if they were both used in the last 24 hours, it's mutter. So even though you cooked actual milk in the pot and I put in a plate that was used for actual meat, it's mutter. Mishum dehavi not banat, because we say it's not banat. One taste into the pot, and then from there into the water, and therefore it's mutter. So by the time it gets to the plate, or from the plate to the pot, it's already three knots, as you already have a knot by knot. So why over here is he saying that if I used it for milk, I cannot use the pot for other things? The afagav the Rabbeinu Peretz, nami matu gabi hadocha kesh echad mehem ena ben yomo, even though Rabbeinu Peretz also holds by washing, if you washed meat plates in a milk pot, or vice versa, that if one of them was not used in the last 24 hours, it's mutter. So over here too, since it was not used in the last 24 hours, it should be mutter. Makom nokat chadosh dekayal ma'isa shahayasham. Why does he say it's a new pot? Even if it was not a new pot, even if you used it for actual milk, it should be mutter. But if it wasn't a ben yomo, so why does he say a meat pot? Because that was the case, but not necessarily it has to be like that way. But the mechaber who's saying halacha, not a case. Why does he say that there was a new pot? Even if it's not a new pot, it should be mutter for other things. This is also explicit in this the mechaber cannot be explained that it's going on the maisa because he's coming to say a psak. In a third question on the mechaber, the mechaber says in an orachaim siman tofnun beis in hilchas pesach bezel shoynei yesh lahagol koydim shachamishis. One should do hagola if one wants to use a pot that was used for chametz on Pesach. You have to do Hagolah before the fifth hour on Erev Pesach. Kadei shelo yitztarach ledakdek im akli ben yomo olav. In order that you should not have to be careful if the kli was used in the last 24 hours or not. Or im yeshishim b'mayim neged hakli shemagel. Or if the 60 in the water against the kli that you're doing Hagolah on. If I do it after the fifth hour, I have to make sure that there was any ben yomo. Or that the 60. But before the fifth hour, I don't have to be so careful. Why? Before the fifth hour, the chametz in the pot is considered hetera, it's heter, and therefore the laws of napa not would apply. But after the fifth hour, now the chametz has a din of iser, and therefore in order to do hagala, it need the pot to be either in enu ben yomo, and therefore it wouldn't aser after hagala, or that it should be 60 in the water, and the blios that would come out would be bottle. But before the fifth hour, I don't have to be careful. According to the Mechaber, I can even do Hagorah in less than 60, because the blios that come out of the pot and go back in to the pot will be natbar nat. Alma, the mitam natbar nat, mutar afilu lechatchila. We see that because of natbar nat, I can do even lechatchila, go and do Hagorah in less than 60, and use the pot afterwards. Even though the only reason it's mutar, if there's less than 60, is because it's natbar nat, the blios that come out of the pot that you're doing Hagorah on and go back in are natbar nat, nonetheless, it's mutar lechatchila to do such a thing. So we see that natbar nat is mutar lechatchila. Like the Rosh writes also in Sechas Pesachim. So why is over here? Does he ask to use the pot lechatchila, even though it's natbar nat? So now the Shach says, "Miu halai kasha." The lama lo yehi mutar lebashel bo afilu cholav. So Shach is asking, according to what we're saying, why can't I use the pot even for milk? Why do I have to use the pot for meat? Why can I use the pot, according to Rabbeinu Peretz, even for milk? Because it's a natbar nat. The taste that went into the pot from the spoon is a natbar nat, so now I should be able to use the pot both for meat and for milk. So the Shach says, the kivan da'al klaponim sorach lekavoya tashmish echad b'kadeirasu. The Shach answers that since I have to establish the usage of this pot for one thing, I can't use a pot for both milk and meat. I have to use it for either meat or milk. Imkei yesh lekavoya latashmish basar. Since I have to use it for either meat or milk, so it's better to use it for meat. The makom mokam yoyser nishe bo tam ha'achoin min ha'rishin. Because the second taste that went into the pot is greater than the first taste, which is already bottled, and therefore I should use the pot like the second spoon that I put in. Since anyway you can only do one, I should use like the second one. This is also explicit in the Sevehetor. And you have to say like this. Rabbeinu Peretz matur natbar nat v'bishul. Rabbeinu Peretz holds that even natbar nat that happens through cooking is mutter. And by washing the plates, he matters the plates if one of them was not used in the last 24 hours. So we see that the plate stays like it originally was. If it was a meat plate, it has the din of a meat plate. It stays the way it was. The same vice versa. So therefore, we have to say that the reason is the kivon, the mitchila is a blua be'ein, nishabo is a tam ikur. So, but then we say that if, let's say, you washed a meat plate in a milk pot, since it was originally used for actual meat, it remains a meat plate. And since it was used for actual meat, that's the din that it remains, even though it now absorbs natbar nat blios from the other min, from the milk, let's say. Masha'enkein hachod b'kadeirah d'nishu tam ha'achon ikur. But over here, that was never used for actual meat or actual milk. Therefore, the main taste over here is the one that was used last. The only blios that it absorbed is natbar nat from both milk and meat, and no actual meat or milk blios. Therefore, we establish it as the last one, which is stronger. The Teres Chatos asks on the Issur v'Heter. He does not ask correctly. The Kedvar of Muchach lehadjib b'smak. Because we have to say, like the words of the Issur v'Heter Aruch, to explain the smak. So this is the basic point of the Shach, that he says that if you use a milk spoon in water and then a meat spoon in the water, you should use it like the meat spoon, since that was the last one. Since you have established the use of the pot for either milk or meat, it's better to establish the usage for meat, since that's stronger. And he has the three questions on the Mechaber, why the Mechaber answers over here. The first question is from Simon Tzedakei Sif Aleph, that the Mechaber matters not per bishul. The second question is from Simon Tzedakei Sif Gimel, where the Mechaber matters washing the meat plates in the milk pot. And the third question is from Agola in Hilchos Pesach. That's the basic part of the Shach. Then the Shach explains this Sevehet Aruch, like we explained before, that it was lav dafka if it was used after 24 hours, even if it was used within the same 24 hours, it has the same din. And then the Shach says that even according to the Ramah, that's machmer, lechatchila, banat banat, bebishul, not banat that happens through cooking, he asks lechatchila. Over here, it's mutter to use the pot for meat, because you have three nuts. You have one transfer of taste from the food into the spoon, and then from the spoon into the water, and then from the water into the pot. And since you have three nuts, it should be mutter even according to the Ramah. Therefore, he asks, as on the Ramah as well, why over here does he agree to the Mechaber? And then the Shach concludes that if I only put in a milk spoon, and then I use the pot for meat itself, the meat is mutter, and the pot could be used for meat, but the lechatchila I should not do so. If I only put in a milk spoon, now I should use the pot for milk, because I should establish the pot like the milk spoon, because I used it for milk. But if I use the pot for meat itself, now the stronger taste would be the meat, and the meat is mutter, and afterwards I have to use the part for meat and not for milk. That's the shach. Now let's see the rest of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kedeiro shebishlu bo yirokos oimayim, a pot that you cooked vegetables or water, v'toch v'bo kaf ben yoimai, and you stuck into the pot a spoon that was used in the last 24 hours, v'kedeiro ein ebas yoimo, and the pot was not used in the last 24 hours, oi lehefech, or vice versa, that the pot was ben yoimo and the spoon was ein ben yoimo, oi sheyesh b'maychal shishim, or the 60 in the food against the spoon, hakol shavi, everything's mutter. So the reason over here that it's mutter is because it's not bernat. So just to understand a little bit, we have to know what's the din in Siman Tzedek Hei Sif Gimel. Over there it says that if you washed utensils used for milk with utensils used for meat, and they were both b'nei yomon, then according to the Rambam it's aser. Why? Even though there's one transfer of taste into the pot, and then from the pot to the water, still it's aser. And over there the Rambam gives two reasons, both from Tosfos. One reason is that the tastes will mix in the water. The taste coming out of the utensil used for milk will mix in the water with the taste coming out of the utensil used for meat before they get a chance to dilute. And then the water will become aser and then aser the utensils. That's one reason. Another reason is that we're afraid that the utensils will touch each other. Let's say the spoon will touch this pot and the blios will go directly from one to the other without going through the water. And since there's no not by not there's no two taste transfers before it mixes with the other men, therefore it's aser. That's the reasons brought over there in the name of Tosfos. So over here, the Rambam is telling you that if one of them is ene b'nei yomon, one of them was not used in the last 24 hours, so there's no problem of tastes mixing, because one of them is ene b'nei yomon, so it won't aser the other one. And you don't have to worry even if they touch, because the ene b'nei yomon will not aser the one that's ben yomon, because it's lefgam, and therefore it's mutter. The Rambam says, "Oishiyesh b'maychal shishim hakol shori." If there's 60 against the spoon, everything's mutter. So now over here, the Taz says that this only works according to the reason that the tastes will mix. That if there's 60 against the spoon, so the blios that come out of the spoon will be bottled, and therefore it won't answer the blios coming out of the pot. But according to the reason that the spoon will touch the pot and go directly into the pot, so even if there's 60, it won't help. So therefore, the Taz says that from here we see that the main reason is that the taste will mix in the water. And we're not worried that the spoon will touch the pot. The reason is because we say that even if the spoon touches the pot, the blios will go through the water and will not go directly into the pot. The Rambam continues, V'noigin lahachmir le'echol ha'maychol k'min ha'kli shehu ben yomai. The meaning is to eat the food with food of the same type as the ben yomo kli. But the Shach and Sifkot Yud Tes points out that we're only talking about food, but if the water was cooked in the pot, the water is aser. That's a special din of water, that the water has a din of lechatchila, and therefore we aser the water. In any case, the Rambam continues, V'leser ha'kli she'en ben yomo. We should aser the kli, which is not ben yomo. If, let's say, the pot was ben yomo of meat, and the kli was ein ben yomo of milk, so we have to eat the food with meat, and you cannot use the spoon for anything, and the Shach says even for other things, and therefore you have to do hagala on the spoon. What concludes, V'ene ele chuma ba'alma, k'medina ha'kol shavi. This is only a chuma, because medina, everything's mutter, because it's not bernat. So let's see now the Shach, Sifkot Yudches. Lechol ha'maychol k'min ha'kli. Rambam says you have to eat it k'min ha'kli. K'enhu b'kol ha'svorim. The words k'min ha'kli is the text in all the svorim. V'ene nochin. It's not correct. Dim k'en mashma denoigin lechol k'min ha'kli shu ben yoymoy. It seems that the minig is to eat it k'min ha'kli shu ben yoymoy. Dahainu, im ha'kli ben yoymoy, hu cholav, that if the ben yomo kli was used for milk, oich l'maysem cholav, then you should eat the food with milk. Vim baser, and if the ben yomo kli was used for meat, im baser, then the vegetables should be eaten with meat. So the Shach says in Cain, if that's the case, heich kosev al zeh, te'ene elochum ba'alma. How could the Rambam write at the end that it's only astringency? Ho harbe poiskim sobalei hochi. Many poiskim hold like this. The nat banat asur bebishul. The nat banat is asur if it was transferred through cooking. Ve'vim arav l'kamon simen tzedek kesef beis, which is brought by the Rambam simen tzedek kesef beis, because of shekhinah minik. And the Rambam writes that that's the minik. Just to further explain, by nat banat we'll learn that there's three opinions in the Rishonim. One opinion holds that even if the blios are transferred through cooking or roasting, it's still mutter to eat with milk. For example, if you cooked a roasted fish any utensil that absorbs meat, I can eat it with milk. That's one opinion. The second opinion is that if the blios were transferred to cooking, I could eat it with milk. But if they were transferred to roasting, I cannot eat it with milk because over here there's only two transfers of taste, whereas by Bishul I have three transfers of taste. One into the pot, then from the pot into the water, and then from the water into the fish. And the third opinion holds that both if they were transferred through cooking or roasting, you cannot eat it with milk. Even by cooking, I cannot eat it with milk because all the taste will come out of the pot and go into the fish. The only time it's mutter is if I put a hot fish on a plate that was used for meat. In such a case, it's mutter to eat with milk. But not if it was, the fish was cooked or roasted in a pot used for meat. Those are the opinions. And over there in Simon's case of Beis, Rama says that they follow the third opinion, l'chatchila. So over here, if let's say the vegetables were cooked in a ben yomo pot that was used for meat, so in such a case, we'll see in Simon's case of Beis that you have to use this food with the min of the kli, according to the minig, and it's not just a chumah ba'alma. So the Shach says, ela nira de tzorach loimer b'min hakli b'beis, that over here, the text should read, not kemin hakli, but b'min hakli, meaning you have to eat it with the same utensils as the ben yomo. If the pot was ben yomo of meat, so now you have to eat these vegetables on utensils that were used for meat. Mechein kosev b'teres chattas, klal nun zayin din yudalot, and the teres chattas writes, v'ra'isi mayrim, le'eser oisi kli she'ene ben yomo, to aser the kli that's not ben yomo, like Rama writes over here, v'le'echol ha'maychol b'min hakli shu ben yomo. Over there also he writes that they have to eat it with the utensils of the ben yomo. And the Teres Chattas continues, v'nira li sh'loi le'eser shum kli. It seems to me that you don't have to aser any of the kelim. You don't have to aser the ene ben yomo kli. V'le'gabe ha'maychol, regarding the food, nira li de'en la'ochli lo'yem boser v'lo'yem cholav. You should not eat it, not with meat or with milk. But you can put it into whichever kli you want. That's the Teres Chattas. So the Shach says in the parentheses, if, for example, you used a meat pot that was ben yomo, and you stirred it with an ben yomo milk spoon, so why can't you eat the vegetables cooked in the pot with meat? Because the milk tastes that came out of the spoon were nice and tam of gam, and it won't ask for the food, so I can eat it with meat. Bimkein, im hakaf shel cholav hu ena ben yomo, so therefore, if the milk spoon was ena ben yomo, v'kadeva shel boser, bas yoma, and the meat pot was bas yoma, mutul la'achle l'chatkile in boser, you should be able to eat it l'chatkile with meat. V'chein lehevach, same thing vice versa. If the spoon was ben yomo, you should be able to eat it with milk. V'chein kosev yisrehetu orach klalam et heidin yud, v'kamach duchti. It's also how the Sevehetta writes, V'chein kosev av gufebis in Mitzadah Kei Sev Beis, and it's also how the Ma himself writes in Mitzadah Kei. V'chein im hoya hakli shen izbash lo boi, oi nitz lo boi lefgam, if the utensil that was cooked, that you roasted or cooked the power of food, was lefgam, shaloi hoya ben yomid, was lefgam, because it wasn't used in the last 24 hours, noyigam boi heto lechatchila, lechloi im hem min hasheni, lechatchila, I can eat the food with the other men, Adkan l'shayne, that's the Ramah. So over here as well, why can I eat it with the min of the kli that's ben yomo? Why does the ena ben yomo kli affect the food? Mashal hechmer, tas bedvam eila, umachalak ben kafshin nitchav boi ba'akvoi, uben kadeva. The mashal differentiates between a spoon that was used once in a while and a pot. V'acharav nimshach abach, b'sef simen tzadakei, ulfineiz deiti de'en l'chalak ben kaf l'kdeva. That there's no difference between a spoon and a pot. El litva is the not but not also lachatchila but bishul, and it only also lachatchila where it's not but not when the not but not happens if cooking ukedula kamon simen tzadakei veichad the nice and talmud of gam mutl lachatchila. And if it's nice and talmud of gam the kli was ena ben yomo, then it's mutl lachatchila. So therefore he doesn't understand why you can't eat the food with the food of the kli that's ben yomo. So now the Shach goes back to what he said before, that over here the text should read b'min hakli. But the Shach says that according to this he has a question. Aval kosha, delkamon simen tzadakei siv beiz, kosev harav, do amor writes in simen tzadakei, the dogam shen is bashlu begdeiru shel basar, that fish that was cooked in a pot used for meat, mutu la'achlan l'chatchila bekli shel chalav. You can eat them, even l'chatchila, with milcha kelim, with kelim that were used for milk. V'chein noagam, that's a minik, akan l'shoinei. So over here, why do I have to eat it, the vegetables with the kelim of the ben yomo, why can I eat it with the opposite kelim, just like we see over there in Simon Tzadakei? Voikashin, another question. The Kosov Shom Bagor, that over there in Siman Tzedek Kesef Gimel, the Rama writes, the Ka'iris Shul Basu She'ena B'nei Yomon, that plates that were used for meat, which were not B'nei Yomon, Shehutchu B'yorech HaLeves, that were washed in a pot used for meat, Shakol Mutter, everything's Mutter. Why? Because the pots were in a B'nei Yomon. V'shechein Noigen, and that's the Minig. So you see over there as well, that if it's Eina B'nei Yomon, it won't answer anything. The Shach says, V'ulei Kan, Loika Omer El Deksas Noigen Lahachmer. Over here we could say that he's only saying that some people have the meaning to be machmer. The same thing we can see from the Teres Chatas, he says, I see people that are strict, but not that that's the Ikur Adin. But most people are not knowing like this. So the Ikur Adin is in Siman Tzedek Hei that it's mutter. But over here he brings a chumah that some people do, that they don't eat it with the opposite min. So that's the first Teres. There's the second Teres, says, Inami Efshir Deshani Hacha, Kivon shenis bashal begderish ena bas yoma, that here is different since it was cooked in a pot that was not bnei yoma. Isharinan lechel beezek klisha yirtze, if we let you eat the food with whichever kalim you want, ikalim mechash, we have to worry. Dilma asi limiti, perhaps people make a mistake. V'loimen they'll say, dila oilam kafshal ben yoma ena aser b'mayim, that a spoon that's bnei yoma will not aser when used for parav. They'll say that even if the pot is besyoma and the spoon is besyoma, if it's just vegetables, it will be mutter. But in such a case, according to the Ramah, it's aser. Because as we said, the taste will mix if there's not 60 against a spoon. Even though it's a far out shash, nonetheless, we can answer the minik with this. So with these two answers, he answers his first question, that why over there in Siman Tzedek Hei, Siv Beis is a mutter, to use it with the opposite kli. So the first answer is that over there it's a ikra, and over here it's just a minig of some people. And the second answer is that over there, we're not talking about where you used two opposite kalim at the same time. Over there you cooked in a fleshuk pot, so afterwards I could put it in a milchuk pot. But over here where I'm using a milk spoon in a fleshuk pot, even though the food is parav, in such a case we can make a gzera. However, it doesn't answer Siv Gimel, over there where I washed a milchuk spoon in a fleshuk pot, I'm also using both at the same time. So over there, why is it mutter? So the Shach says, Val kushashniya yesh leimer. And on the second question from Sif Gimel, we can answer, Kivan de iwa yedei bishul noegan lahachmer tvei. That over here, since it's happened through cooking, not through washing the dishes, over here there's more reason to have this gzeira. But when I'm washing the dishes, we're not so afraid that people will say that even if they're both ben yomon, that it's aser. That's the Shach. The lemaisa were coming out that if you put, for example, an ena ben yomon milk spoon into a ben yoma meat pot, so you certainly cannot eat the food with milk, and the Ramah says it should not even be eaten with meat, and on this the Shach asks, why not? And then we're going to using it with the kalim, so Meikur Adin, really, you can eat the vegetables with whichever kalim you want. However, over here, the minhag is that you should eat it only with meat kalim. That's Sif Hei.